The big question is, would the store fit into the master plan's vision for Water Street? And if so, how? It's a big enough question that City Council is going to hold off until its second meeting in April to again consider the purchase agreement. The developer for the Family Dollar project first got word of the master plan issue late last week. The master plan appears to be moving in the direction of a grid system for roads that would have Lincoln Street extended down into the Water Street property. The developer suggested last night that the city could take the next few weeks to draft a site plan that would create a slightly larger parcel of land to extend the western boundary to meet that Lincoln Street extension, and council agreed to that. I asked City Planner Teresa Gelati whether she was concerned at all that the developer might be dictating the master plan for the property instead of the other way around.
We don't know what it's going to be yet, so once it's set, then we go to him and say, here's what it is, you have to fit within this framework. So I'm not worried about that. I don't think he is dictating. I think it was having this conversation that some of the council members have had, a few others haven't yet, but are interested in, and then he's trying to kind of figure out how it affects his proposal. So I think it can all be worked out.
At City Council's April 23rd meeting, the revised site plan would be available for review, and a decision could be made on whether the location of the store on the larger parcel should be changed. The purchase agreement could then either be approved or either party could back out. The city's proposed sale price for the current 1.1-acre parcel of land is $210,000. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.